This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On that fatal parade crash outside of Milwaukee, a sixth child has died as we get ready to celebrate Thanksgiving. Just an awful thing that has happened there. Something to remind people of what they have to be grateful for, I think, that it's just awful for that small, small little town. And in the meantime, there is a little of this and that going on that is buzzing in your land and mine. So, Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. Coming up at the tail end of this hour, we have nailed the score. We had to shift it because Wednesday we are out and we have a special. So, nail the score. You simply come up with a guess for what I call the game of the week in the NFL. You can either email us or call us. And once that's locked and loaded, perhaps somebody wins this time around. That would be a great way to kick off the holidays, wouldn't it? And then I have the biggest turkeys of the year as well, also coming up on this version of the show. It's been a scattered couple of days. Does anybody else feel like that? I feel very frayed. I think it's good that there's going to be a little bit of a break for everybody. There's this wild exhaustion that continues to permeate our world, and so much of that is what's happening with the pandemic and what this year was like coming off at the tail end of last year. You've got this smash and grab robberies that are hitting luxury stores in so many different places. You had mall looting in the Bay Area. And then it's not just limited to the Bay Area. You also have this happening in other cities across the U.S. It's these nighttime raids at upscale stores. Three people were arrested after at least 18 people broke into a Nordstrom store in Los Angeles. You had a mob of people swipe $100,000 worth of merch from Louis Vuitton. 14 people rushed into that store outside of Chicago and ran out with the goods. And again, this is happening in cities across the U.S. People, what gives? It's ridiculous, right? And then, again, just imagine if somebody got caught in that store. Ultimately, what happens then if there's some kind of confrontation? And because I'm getting ready to get on an airplane to celebrate Thanksgiving with family in Florida, there is a little bit of the kookiness in the air that continues to also hit us in these United States. And so some flight attendants decided they would give us a little primer on how to behave when you fly, because somehow people have forgotten what it's like to fly and just what would be civility in the air. I mean, again, it is crazy. All right, so let me talk first about the sixth death. It just breaks my heart. It really does. An 8-year-old boy. You know, I mean, I could paint the picture. You get it. It was sad. He went to a parade with his family, excited. A driver slams through the crowd, hurts as many people as possible, a lot of people. And now another one dies because you have some people that are hanging on kids, too, by a thread. And so now, you know, you look at this Daryl Brooks from Milwaukee, and the why question just flies out all over the place. He was supposedly leaving a domestic disturbance where a knife was reportedly being wielded. So he decided, what the hell, I'm going to drive this SUV into the parade route, and I'm going to injure and kill people. He injured more than 60 people. 60 people. So now, this criminal complaint, all the counts of first-degree intentional homicide have been filed. But now the discussion is, it might have been more intentional than the expected of a fleeing suspect. Because now this is what the portrait is. He was fleeing a scene. I mean, he plowed into people despite the fact that he could have exited the route that he was on. And eyewitnesses saw that, and there's much of this that has been recorded. So because of his conviction record, they asked for $5 million bail, and that request was granted. I mean, the nature of the offense, as the court commissioner, Kevin Costello, said, is shocking, saying in his long career he has never, ever seen anything like it. I mean, you have witnesses saying that he continued to drive. He was driving in a zigzag motion. Like, it was like the SUV was trying to avoid cars, not people. And there was no attempt to stop or slow down. No attempt whatsoever. So what does he do? He shows up in court on Tuesday. His head is hung low at the defense table during the hearing. He cried when the charges were detailed against him. I mean, awful. So there's a GoFundMe page that has been set up for parade victims. Almost $1 million so far has been raised by two different GoFundMe pages. Some of the victims, like I mentioned, are still fighting for their lives. You still have children in critical condition, a total of 13 being treated at Children's Hospital in Wisconsin. And just somber couple of days, just somber, somber, somber. But at least they have him, he's charged, all of that has happened. And as far as you might not know the why, but as far as the who, that is pretty much nailed. I mean, allegedly, we always have to throw that word out, but they got him, and they have the charges out there. So we'll see how that all plays out in court. It doesn't bring anybody back. I mean, brings zero people back. And at a time that's supposed to be joyous, it has to be the worst to now have a week and weeks of mourning, weeks of mourning, weeks of mourning. All right, traveling. I mean, there's now a big press in the last day or two. Some people even travel on Thanksgiving Day. It might be by car in just a few hours. So when you hit the roads, I mean, what are the worst times to be out there cruising around on the road? And of course, so much of it will happen with 4 million people that are going to be out there driving, 4 million more compared to last year. So what happens is really late to early afternoon on Wednesday in any big areas, that's when people take off, right? And I guess the best time to leave is after 9 p.m. on Wednesday or before 11 a.m. on Thursday and Friday. So there's your hint if you can do it. Oh, and before noon on Saturday and Sunday, if you can find a way to do that, then that's a good thing, right? Because you could avoid some of the crazy traffic. And if you're like me and you're flying, you just got to get there early, because the lines, I'm sure, are going to be long, even if you have clearance, even if you have priority, even if still. And it's interesting to see 70% of the incidents on planes this year are over masks. Let's hope people mask up and don't lose their mind as people try to scurry and get from point A to point B.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hey, it's Kate Delaney. We have breaking news from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Listen to what Mark has to say.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Meta builds technologies that help people find communities, connect, and grow businesses. Remember when Facebook launched in 2004, it changed the way people connect. Apps were created like Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Now Meta is moving beyond 2D screens toward immersive experiences like augmented and virtual reality to help build the next evolution in social technology. To unlock more opportunities, go to meta.com.
Yo, yo, everybody listening to the show, thanks for tuning in and also letting your thoughts flow in the mailbag. Again, I've gotten so much mail. We're not doing a mailbag, but I want to shout out to a few people, to Brooks, to Bobby, to Jake, to Aaron, and to Alex, because I'll circle back with a lot of you next week, that's for sure. And it's, you know, interesting, too, sometimes what will kind of catch your eye, I suppose, or your ear is the better way to say that, when you're listening to the show. So I also wanted to say something to Dave, who's listening to us, WZXIO Dave. Dave sent me something about stone stacking. If you didn't hear it, I did a story on this because it was fascinating to me. That stone stacking was hurting the environment. There's this whole thing about that. That now when you're on trails, because you're hurting the wildlife and what naturally would occur, let's say lizards hide under certain rocks and hide from predators. I'm just giving it an example. And supposedly that isn't good. And that in other areas they're seeing some sort of erosion because of too much stone stacking. So Dave said, I just listened to your comments. He sent this over the weekend. I just listened to your comments about people relocating stones found naturally in remote locations. Some years back, I bought mountain property here in Kentucky. It was landlocked and has never been developed. I obtained all of the records I could find concerning the local geography. You're going to love this. When I walked the property, I came across piles of stones. I called a surveyor to locate the boundaries and corners. Boundary descriptions in Kentucky are somewhat primitive. The actual survey confirmed that the old timers piled stones to serve as boundary markers, especially at the corners. He said, I thought you might find that interesting. And I got something similar from somebody else who, they weren't from Kentucky, but they were saying it was a boundary marker kind of thing. And when I was in Ireland, and even somebody emailed me from Ireland, there was a lot of that there. I mean, stones are, that's the big thing in Ireland. You could see half-crumbled castles, and there's stones that are definitely used to do what Dave said, to be boundaries. So I thought that was pretty fascinating. All right, in the meantime, as I kind of traverse in a couple of different areas, because, you know, the whole idea of when we crack open this mic is, you know, maybe we can get furious and maybe we can laugh a little bit here and there. Certainly lighter moments coming up when we do nail the score, because you got a chance to win some prizes, right? And I'm feeling lucky because I've been winning a few little lottery things here and there. Every time the lottery gets high, you know, I just play a couple of bucks. And I hit something and I had no idea. I just randomly picked numbers and it was like, I think it was for 200. And this was on $4 plunked down, so yeah, that's pretty good. I think that's pretty good. I was pretty excited. All right, not excited about some of the things recently that I've come across that, you know, that I think just make you go, really, you got to be kidding me. And that includes this. You know, other countries, I've said this, other countries, they've really had to go full on, or they feel like full on lockdown or demand mask wearing, right? So that's when you think, the good old USA, well, all of you may be complaining and having mask fights, etc. Imagine if you're in Australia, and we talked to tons of Australians on this show. They're our friends, right? They love the US. They love to come on when we have high impact authors on in our one of our segments. You know, they've demanded millions of Australians wear masks through the Christmas season, even though 95% are going to be vaxxed. So they're set to hit that number, and they have low daily case numbers. The government is looking to keep masks in retail as Christmas shopping, the big rush is on. Wait, I just got to think about this for a second. We know that we'll hurt some people if we don't sell more masks. So let's not like totally say no more masks. Face coverings could remain mandatory in indoor settings in New South Wales, even though this is the high vax rate that they're getting, you know, ready to hit. So this has infuriated a ton of people. I mean, it's like a Christmas backlash because of this, that people are outraged over the proposal, saying this is ridiculous. It's overly cautious. You know, it was supposed to end mid-December, so what's changed? And why would you be worried about Boxing Day, New Year's sales, Christmas shopping, all of that? So I'll be anxious to see how the Aussies handle all of it, because the people are saying, look, December 15th, that was our break. That's it. December 15th, we were done with this, but oh, not so fast. They got to sell more masks, right? You can't do that to the economy. I mean, really, are you kidding me? No. This is also something that I was talking about, the smash and grabs and what was happening there and, you know, in the Bay Area, the days of looting. I mean, three consecutive days, just 40 to 50 teenagers with hammers smashing glasses at a Hayward, you know, smashing glass cases at a Hayward jewelry store and running off with who knows how much that they were able to get, you know, at 5:30 on a Sunday. And then you had something else happen in San Jose an hour later. So there must be some coordination with this. I mean, obviously, because people are showing up, blocking areas, etc., smash and grab. And it's got to be infuriating and scary for the people, frankly, who work in some of these stores. And I thought about when I first got out of school, I worked in a clothing store, and I was the manager. They made me the manager, which is kind of crazy because I had to kind of guess people's sizes and measure their arm lengths and stuff. And I had never even seen a tape measure, but I think I was pretty good at the job for the whatever 5 months that I held it. But I had to, I was in a mall, and I it would be, you know, practically vacant, and I'd have to pull the gate down, lock it, do all that kind of thing. And now, and this was in an area where they would have had some of the stores that have gotten broken into that that I've mentioned, that would be pretty scary, thinking, wow, 40 or 50 people with hammers happen to come in because somebody's in the store. I mean, usually, not always, but somebody's there. It's like sort of at the closing time sometimes or when they're there. So you just go in and they haven't hurt anyone, but I would be worried about that confrontation. Why is it the people that get paid the least? Just like with the whole COVID thing and, oh, you have to look and see if people have cards, etc. They take the abuse. They're the lowest paid, and they're essential workers in stores and at in malls and other places and at restaurants, but they're the ones that get the most abuse because they're the first line of defense. Yeah. And I got to pay off this because we've talked a lot about gas, right? And it's not even a guessing game anymore. The other day I was like on fumes and I had to, and I have an SUV, a baby one, right? So the card thing didn't work and I had to go in, and it was easy to guess. I just said, I know it's going to be high, and just spit out a high number. The U.S. is going to release 50 million barrels of crude from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That's what the White House said on Tuesday. It's a coordinated effort between energy-consuming nations, including China and Japan, to combat the rapid rise in energy prices. So they were looking at what can they do to lower the prices. And so by tapping into that, that should pull it back down. You know, when you think of where it's at when you're going now, some places is over $5, which is insanity. You know, $5.50 in California, in places in California. And with all the driving that's done there, you can only imagine how that would tap you out, right? So, I mean, the good news is there should be a break from all of that coming up pretty soon here. And that's a good thing. Biggest turkeys of the year. We're talking about it on the flip side.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll is now 6 as another person has died of injuries suffered in a Wisconsin holiday parade tragedy on Sunday when a man drove his SUV directly into the parade. The suspect out on bail from a domestic abuse case at the time, and he was suspected in another violent altercation just shortly before the parade incident. On Tuesday, Waukesha Court Commissioner Kevin Costello spoke about how the suspect is a danger to the community.
The nature nature of this offense is shocking. The detail I was not expecting here today. Two detectives, not lay people, detectives, not only tried to stop this, but rendered an opinion that this was an intentional act.
This time, Darryl Brooks Jr. is being held. Police say they're confident he acted alone, and it wasn't a case of domestic terrorism, although the investigation is continuing. And this is USA Radio News. A federal jury in Ohio is finding Walmart, Walgreens, and CVS Health responsible for fueling the opioid epidemic that has ravaged towns and cities all across the nation. The decision marks the first time that a jury has delivered a verdict in a case against the national pharmacy chains. A trial judge will now decide how much the pharmacy must pay in damages.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden will be eating their turkey on Nantucket, which is a family tradition. They arrived there on Tuesday evening after some community service at the D.C. Central Kitchen. The Biden family has celebrated Thanksgiving on the tiny Massachusetts island since 1975. They only missed the trip last year because of the pandemic.
I eat that turkey and I take a nap.
And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When I call your name, respond. That's what I thought. One more time.
Ah, you gotta love that. Jeremy always, always does an incredible job. Our technical maestro for this show. So he did with that for sure. Biggest turkeys of the year. We have a lot to hand out, including to the president, Joe Biden, because if I were one of his advisors, I certainly wouldn't have said, I think you shouldn't do anything in the first 100 days. Just kind of lay low, Joe. And then when things start to happen and you got to make some statements and you got to say, well, we want everyone to be vaccinated and we're hoping by July 4th it'll be at 70%. That chance of that. We live in the era of chaos. Messaging is important. He had to be visible and instead he disappeared. I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, can't stand Joe Biden, whatever. I'm just saying from a strategic point of view, it was bad strategy, right? I mean, you can't do that. We constantly had Donald Trump. Every night there was something from the White House. There was whatever was going on, especially with the pandemic. And that didn't happen. And I think that was the idea, like, oh, well, okay, we're just going to kind of back up here. But when you're the leader of the free world, you can't back up. We live in, as I said, an era of chaos messaging. So there has to be some messages that are out there right from the get-go, right? Absolutely. So to me, he gets a turkey award. Toilet paper hoarding. What's up with that? It just continued, right? Luckily, I think right now we're all okay. But, come on, people. This whole thing of doing that, the panic buying toilet paper saga, which in the beginning of the fall, it started up again in some places. I mean, it's so stupid and hilarious that Larry David's show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, if you don't know what it is, he was part of the gang that created Jerry Seinfeld, and his show on HBO is like Seinfeld comedy on steroids. And they had a really funny episode about toilet paper hoarding, where that became an issue. Like Albert Brooks had hidden away in a closet ridiculous amounts of toilet paper. And then it becomes this, you know, spying on people. Who hoards the most toilet paper? So, yes, 2020, and when the COVID outbreak first happened, that's when we really had the run on bathroom tissue, but we still had it in 2021, right? So Americans stocked more toilet paper than Europeans, right? And what was that? U.S. packaging has more rolls sometimes, 36 rolls, where in Europe they have 16, and plus they have that bidet, which, if you don't know what it is, look it up, but it's just a water source that's used for washing below the belt, let's say, and that's used in Europe and not very widely in the United States, right? So there was a survey that was done in the summer of last year, and they talked about what is it about, you know, who is it that gets all the toilet paper? I mean, what is it about their personality? Is it that people feel more prone than others to fear the pandemic, so they stockpile more toilet paper? And that is 20% of the hoarding they think could be explained on people's tendency to worry a lot and feel anxious. I never hoarded toilet paper, just so you know. So whatever that says about my personality. In fact, I had a friend, because we were running out, we like had none, who came over and left on the front porch. It was like an industrial roll that you got at Staples or something. It was the biggest thing that I've ever seen. It's like, it's supposed to go in an airport or whatever, but it's like, hey, it's toilet paper. So to me, the fact that continued was crazy. Another turkey would be handed out to Disney for dissing ScarJo. How do you do that when you want her, where she, you do a flick with her, and she is the face of this character, Black Widow, and this firestorm is just, it just takes over late in the summer once that comes out. So she bites back because of what they did, and decides to sue, and eventually they agree to end the lawsuit, but that just ended maybe like a month and a half ago or something like that. But what they did is what happened was the Marvel star, Scarlett Johansson, sued Disney because she claimed that they released her new film, Black Widow, in both theaters and on Disney Plus through their streaming service. So she lost out on about $50 million in box office profit-sharing payments. Because, see, this is what happens now. You take some risk, I take some risk, you get some skin in the game, and you get some of the box office. So that cut into the box office, right? And then Disney decided to take a chunk out of her when that first was filed, and they mentioned she'd already been paid $20 million for Black Widow. And so that was too much, right? Releasing that, making that statement, etc. And then I think they try to sort of walk that back. So it was crazy. In fact, the Marvel boss, I want to say his name is Kevin Feige, he said he was angry and embarrassed over Disney's behavior for going down that path and how ridiculous it was. So yeah, not smart. Just give her what she's owed. All right, the Texas power grid failure. There's a big turkey for you. The power grid going down in Texas was so heinous, so awful, so they were so ill-prepared. I mean, people died because of this. And you know what? It didn't matter what class you were in, we'll call it that, totally poor, middle class, you know, making it like nobody's business where you live in a mansion. People across every economic possible category were hit with this because they didn't protect the power grid. It failed. It was vulnerable for years. But instead, they kept going on, going on, going on. And, you know, power plants owned by Texas's largest electricity producer, they just buckled. You know, that's what happened. And this had happened before, but not quite to the level it did in 2021. And it held on for a long time. And millions of Texans had days without power and water. It was unprecedented. I mean, just an abysmal failure across the board. And then at one point it looked like, you know, we were getting notices, please, please power down, because they're worried about it being taxing on the grid for the people who did have electricity. But, yeah, it was bad. So, a handful of mega utilities control the distribution and pricing of the power that they've produced in the last couple of decades, and companies would compete for customers on the open market. So that system is not working, obviously, and it wasn't weatherized. So you think, well, we're not going to have that kind of weather. But think again. It did happen, and it was a disaster. So big turkey. And then maybe the best for last, what was former governor, Andrew Cuomo thinking when typical, right, too much started to come out, it just did, about what happened when he was governor, accusations from aides and from others about sexual harassment, and one of the most ridiculous comments ever, I'm Italian, this is how we express ourselves, I just want to make it clear, I mean, this is what we do. No. Why couldn't he have just resigned and moved on? Just resigned and moved on from that. So eventually it did happen, but it was like pulling teeth to get him to do that. I mean, every Democrat in the world was screaming at him to get away. Like, could the Democratic Party get hammered anymore? I mean, it was open season, of course, because of Cuomo going after Trump and other things he said. He just opened himself up for that. And, oh, yeah, there's the sexual harassment thing, too, that was at the heart of this. It was at the crux of it, right? There was even conversation about impeachment. So eventually the New York governor becomes Kathy Hochul, and there was other things that happened, like the underreporting of people who died, because that was one of the big things of it. Oh, this is not happening here under our watch and in some of these assisted living facilities, but they revealed that 12,000 more people died of COVID-19 than was reported. So there were other things that came out besides the harassment, if that wasn't bad enough. But to me, the comments of, I mean, that's what we do. You know, that's what we do. That's a family thing for your family, not for people who work for you. I mean, just the insanity of that. To me, he was the biggest turkey of 2021. Coming up, nail the score. Your chance to win fabulous prizes if you can just nail the score randomly once we give the game of the week.
Hey, it's Kate Delaney. We have breaking news from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Listen to what Mark has to say.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do, to reflect who we are and what we hope to build. I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Meta builds technologies that help people find communities, connect, and grow businesses. Remember when Facebook launched in 2004, it changed the way people connect. Apps were created like Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Now Meta is moving beyond 2D screens toward immersive experiences like augmented and virtual reality to help build the next evolution in social technology. To unlock more opportunities, go to meta.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, so I know I sprung this on you. I have mentioned it on a couple of shows, but because Wednesday will be in the air, there is no Nail the Score on Wednesday. It's on Tuesday. All you have to do is call 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or send me an email. There's always at least five, maybe six people who do that, believe it or not. It's great. I love it. I'm assuming you're working, so you're not jumping on a cell phone. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact and let me know what you think is going to happen in the game. This is a tough week to decide. I mean, you have the Thursday games, where you have the Raiders and the Cowboys. Dallas is favored by more than a touchdown, but they don't have Amari Cooper, and CeeDee Lamb had a concussion, so two big wide receivers. CeeDee Lamb should be back in, but how's he going to be? And they've had a couple of, they just came off of a really bad game, the Cowboys, and Dak Prescott looked disjointed, but that's not going to be the game of the week. The Bills and the Saints, kind of interesting because the Bills have tanked. And maybe this is a time for the Saints to take advantage and go up over 500. They're already at 500. But I look at the surprise Colts and the Buccaneers. It's not going to be that game, although that could be interesting. The Titans and the Patriots could be interesting. But I think the game of the week, and because I have handed him some fumbles, and Jeremy P gets to guest tonight, our technical maestro, it's going to be the Vikings and the 49ers. And the reason why is because...
You would pick the Vikings.
This game, San Francisco, is favored by 3, only 3. And the over-under is 48 points. And, you know, you could have been the Rams and the Packers, and that's even. That's a tough one to predict. But I think this game is tough to figure out because it's going to be at Santa Clara, California, at Levi's Stadium. And we've seen some pathetic games from the Vikings, but then really close ones that they barely lost, and then some incredible efforts like last week. Who are the Vikings? And then the 49ers, it's kind of the same thing. So two teams that are intriguing because I can't figure out their identity. And I did this for a living for a long enough time that when I look at them, I certainly can be paralyzed by the statistics and, you know, paralysis by overanalysis. It doesn't matter about that. And for all of you leveling a guess, forget that. Just pick a side. 49ers or the Vikings, who do you think wins this game? You can jump on the phone lines, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or send me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. I know I'll get a bunch of emails. I know a lot of people are off. That's fine. If you're listening to me, that's all you have to tell me. Who's going to win and what's the score going to be? 49ers or the Vikings. So, Jeremy, you have the honors, and you are a Vikings fan. And I think you remarked to me that the Vikings should win this. So, do you think the Vikings win it, and what's the score?
Yep, Vikings win.
The Vikings win. What do you think the final score is going to be?
27-17.
Jeremy says the Vikings. All right, so you... You're on the board. You own that score. Very
good,
nice.
Because I'm going to win.
Good, because I'm going to win. All right, so for me, I'm going to say, you know what, every time I pick against the Vikings, they win. I'm going to say that I think they got some momentum to get to 500 in the NFC North after the last game to beat the Packers 34-31 when Aaron Rodgers had that amazing touchdown pass with just a couple of minutes to go in the game. And sure enough, hey, they came back. They were able to win it. And it was that back-and-forth game. And I know there's that whole thing, that vibe between Minnesota and the Packers. But I think Minnesota wins, too. I agree with Jeremy, so I'm going to say Vikings win it. And I think the final score is, I'm going to say... 24-21, so I'm going to call it close. I'm going to call it on that line, that 3, because I think the 49ers will find a way to keep it close. But I like the Vikings. How about that?
As you should.
As you should. I love it when people are passionate about their team. Kirk Cousins. I mean, I used to be such a big fan of his. His quarterback rating is 57.7. He's had 21 touchdowns. I like Dalvin Cook, absolutely. I like Justin Jefferson. So I feel good about
JJ.
I like JJ too. I feel confident. I do feel confident about my pick and Jeremy's. So what do you say? Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. I think our usuals are probably out, but if you're listening to me, Pete in Texas or Sharon in Maine, sorry to throw you a curveball, but kate@katedelaneyradio.com or 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I want to keep the rhythm up of doing this. I didn't want to, you know, bail out of that. Some other news and notes, kind of like an abbreviated man cave. The Titans waived running back Adrian Peterson. Not a surprise. The veteran was signed to the practice squad after Derrick Henry was placed on injured reserve. It was in the beginning of November. He was then signed to the 53-man roster. He made his debut against the Los Angeles Rams. He did get a one-yard touchdown run that tied him with Walter Payton for 11th on the career scoring list. He was splitting time in a couple of different directions, but it didn't make any sense for Tennessee to hang on to him. So, of course, that's what happened there. The New York Jets quarterback, now the rookie Zach Wilson, the number two pick, has been sidelined the past couple of games, I would say four games, with a sprained knee, but he's coming back on Sunday to start against the Texans, supposedly. And you have quarterback Mike White that's tested positive for COVID-19, and quarterback Joe Flacco was, probably a close contact with Mike White. So both were put on the COVID list. So there you go for Zach Wilson. In the meantime, Josh Johnson gets promoted from the practice squad to back up Wilson. I mean, that's the thing. Because of COVID, where it can just hit you and you're not expecting it, which is exactly what happened to the Dallas Cowboys, you just have to be ready. You have to be ready to make the move. And in the case of the Cowboys, they were blindsided by Amari Cooper, but he has to be in COVID protocol. So he is, and it's a short week coming off of a horrible loss for the Cowboys, and now he's not going to be there for them when they need him against the Raiders. So could that change kind of the complexities of the game? Well, they're getting the respect of 7.5 points, so I'm not so sure about that. And then there is word that Jason Garrett, my old pal from Cowboy days, has been fired as the offensive coordinator for the New York Giants, where he had worked less than 2 years on the job. They've had so many offensive struggles, and they just had a horrendous 30-10 loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, could never get any kind of a rhythm, that the coach, Joe Judge, said, "We just made a decision to move on from Jason Garrett as the offensive coordinator. I have a lot of respect for him," he said, "as a person, as a coach. He's been tremendous helping younger players, but I have to make a move." All right, everybody else who sent in guesses, like this one from Joseph, where he says, "What are you talking about, the Vikings? He should have called." Nope, he says 49ers get it done. He likes the score of 30-15. And then there's Missy, who sent us this. She likes the 49ers. She likes 49ers to win it by a score of 27-24. Flipping the tables. All right, I hope somebody nails the score. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody, and eat some turkey.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.